Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson I just read from John chapter 14. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, find those at the bottom of page 3 in your bulletin. I am holding in my hand this morning what some people would call the eighth wonder of the world. Smartphone. Now, many of you, like me, are old enough to remember the days of the old rotary dial phones, touch-tone phones, the first mobile phones that were the size of a brick. Remember those? Flip phones. I know some of you are still hanging on to those. And now, smartphones. Smartphones are great. All that information at your fingertips, countless apps you can add to make your life easier. And yet, with all of that technology, talking to somebody on this kind of a phone still is largely dependent on the location of cell phone towers. Even with all that technology, I'm sure you've had that experience where all of a sudden you go, "Are you there? Are you there? Can you hear me?" Or those calls where every third or fourth word seems to drop out and you're trying to interpret what the person is saying. Well, I have a prediction, and my prediction is that 20 years from now, some of us will be sitting around and we will say, "Remember those smartphones we had 20 years ago? How they dropped calls, or how sometimes the reception was so poor that you missed a bunch of the words?" I don't know what we'll be using then, but my guess is it will be far superior to what we have today. Now, drop calls are annoying, to be sure, but to me, the really challenging calls are those ones where you miss words here and there. If you're like me and you're on one of those calls, as you're trying to decipher what the person is saying, part of your brain is thinking, "I wonder if we should just end this call and wait until we can hear each other." Well, that's kind of the problem with our gospel lessons the last few weeks from the middle part of John's gospel. You see, we're in a section where Jesus is talking all at the same time. And yet we're breaking that talking of Jesus in those middle chapters into little segments. And sometimes it's hard to maintain the continuity of what Jesus is talking about. To me, one of the verses in our gospel lesson this morning really helps us to think about the continuity of what Jesus is saying, and that's in verse 19 of John chapter 14, where Jesus says, "Because I live, you also will live." This theme is actually much broader than we often think about it. We tend to attach the word "someday" to these words of Jesus. And so we think of it this way: because I live, you also will live someday. Yes, someday Jesus will return and raise us bodily and we will live with him forever. That's great news and that's wonderful news. But that's not all that Jesus is talking about. Jesus has a much broader meaning and perspective when he says, "Because I live, you also will live." Because Jesus lives, because Jesus suffered once for sins, because he died on the cross for you and for me, and because he rose again, he is preparing a place for me. We heard Jesus say that in last week's gospel lesson. He prepared that place first by his death on the cross, defeating sin, and then by his resurrection, defeating death. We have a place with God now. Now, by God's grace, we are in relationship with God, and that place with God continues for us right on into eternity. Because Jesus lives, we will be with the Lord forever. That forever has already begun, even as we wait for Christ's second return. But there's even more that Jesus is getting at when he speaks these words. Because Jesus lives, he gives me a helper, the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth comes into my life to guide me, to point me to the truth of Jesus, to point me again and again to Jesus and his cross and all that that means. He comes to help me day by day to live as a follower of Jesus, to guide my reading of God's word, to help me to make godly decisions, to show me the way of Jesus. One of the best things that we can do every day as a follower of Jesus is to pray that the Helper, the Spirit of Truth, would come into our lives. That day, that Helper would guide and direct us as we seek to follow Jesus. Because I live, Jesus said, you also will live. The new life that is mine leads me to seek to be obedient. Now, we Lutherans sometimes get a little uncomfortable at this point, so maybe you're already feeling a little bit of discomfort. It's great to talk about forgiveness and grace and Christ's sacrifice for us on the cross and eternal life, and indeed, those are marvelous, wonderful gifts of God. But notice that Jesus also talks in the same context about obedience. At the beginning of today's gospel lesson, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And at the end of the lesson, he says, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me." The order of what Jesus is talking about is extremely important. Jesus does not say, if you keep my commandments, then I will love you. He has loved us, and he does love us freely by grace. That's what we as Lutheran Christians especially celebrate. But it doesn't end there. Because he has loved us, because of his prior love for us, we have the opportunity to respond to that love by loving him back. And that loving him back is not simply saying, I love you, Jesus. It is also a love that is born out in action. It is shown by seeking to be obedient to our Lord and Savior. I seek to be obedient to Jesus not to earn his love, but rather in loving response to that love he has first shown me. The point is this: because Jesus lives, I live differently. Because Jesus lives, I am a new creation. Because Jesus lives, there is a place for me with God. Because Jesus lives, God gives me the Spirit of Truth, the Helper. Because Jesus lives, I have the opportunity each day to seek to live in obedience to God as a thank you for all that he has done for me. Because Jesus lives, I live differently every single day. I live hopefully, confidently, expectantly, obediently. It's not just a throwaway line. For the Christian, every day is Easter. Every day is lived differently because he lives.